the director of the Fargo Theater and also the Fargo Film Festival coming up just around the corner, Miss Emily Beck. Emily, how are you, kiddo?
Oh, I'm doing well, staying warm.
Yeah, really? Another log on the fire, should we say?
Yeah, this has been pretty intense. So,
the film festival coming up, starting up on March 4th. I have to ask you about this. How long a preparation does this take? I mean, did you start right after last year's film festival and start making plans?
Yes, we do. We do. You know, we always give ourselves about a week's break after one festival ends, but then we jump right back into, opening up submissions and coordinating the next year's festival. So it's a year-round gig, absolutely.
Well, now, when you get submissions for any of the categories, you actually watch them all?
You know, I don't personally. We received this year just over 300 submissions in total for the festival. So each category, whether it be animation or student or documentary, each category has its own jury. And they watch, those jury members watch all the films that are submitted within that category, and then they make decisions by category. Once everything is selected, and they ended up selecting about 100 films this year, then I watch all of those program them. Yeah.
So what's that committee like? How big is that?
You know, each committee is a different size. They're all right around 12 members or so. So we try to get a lot of different opinions, a lot of different tastes, to really try to bring just the best of the best to the top.
I'm just kind of curious, do they sit down and watch those together?
You know, that used to be the plan, but now we've grown so much so quickly. A lot of it is done, the jurors do it independently, just by being able to log into a website at home. But then they do get together to kind of fight it out for what will be selected and what will win awards. And those are always really fun get-togethers.
Now, we did start out at the first, this is the 14th, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's correct.
We did start out, this was used to be a three-day event. Now we've really expanded, haven't we?
Yeah. It started out with 3 days and just about 30 films. Now we are 5 days and right around 100 films. So it just keeps growing. It's fantastic. It's so exciting.
When you look at what's happening to this film festival, can you explain how it's growing? What kind of reputation does the Fargo Film Festival have out there and say, well, any place, Hollywood, New York, or any independent filmmaking place around the country or the world, for that matter?
Fascinating. So, you know, the last few years, we've been lucky enough to bring some folks here from all over the world, like you said, and a lot of them from New York and LA. And they come here, and the people here, and the volunteers, and the audience members, they're all so warm, and everyone does everything that they can to make sure that these visitors and guests have a positive experience. And then they go back to their filmmaking circles, and, you know, on the coasts, and we get quite a few filmmakers from London, and then they spread the good word about Fargo. And so this year we received quite a few submissions from people saying, I heard that this was a great little festival, and we hope we get to be a part of it. My friend had a film there 5 years ago or whatever. So the community really is the reason that this has grown, I think, so quickly.
Have you had some repeat entrants, by the way? Not repeat entrants, but people who have re-entered different films. Do you know if there's people that come back again after their new project is done?
Oh, absolutely. And that is one of the most exciting and rewarding things that we see. Especially when they start to gain some success, and then they still keep us in there. They still remember the Little Fargo Film Festival. So this year we have at least three films from filmmakers that have had their work shown at the Fargo before.
That is pretty cool. Emily Beck, mm-hmm. our guest here on KFGO, we're talking about the Fargo Film Festival coming up March the 4th. And actually, that's you got a press conference that's around noontime, but it's actually only one event that night for the folks, right?
Yeah, that's correct. The screenings really kick off that evening at 7 o'clock with an amazing documentary called Bending Steel.
And that's also a winner of one of your awards too, right?
Absolutely. Yep, that it won a Best Documentary Feature, and it's up for a whole bunch of Best in Show awards, which we'll announce on opening day. It's an incredible film, and the star of the film, the subject, the man they follow in the documentary, he's actually coming in from New York to do a question and answer with the audience after the film.
Does he actually bend steel?
He does actually bend steel. For those of you that have never heard of the film before, it's a documentary that follows this rather small guy whose dream is to become a performer on Coney Island as an old-time strongman. And one of the feats of strength that they perform is bending steel. And it's his journey to try to achieve that dream. And he does. He bends steel. He ships some steel here to Fargo, and he's going to bend some steel live for us on stage that night.
We talked about it. We talked about this. It really gets rolling on Wednesday. But we talked about this during the last time we chatted when we were doing the Jack and Sandy show. But you use both screens, the new small screen and also, of course, the big standard screen everybody's used to. Is it difficult to try to coordinate as far as times are concerned so people can see what they want and hopefully nothing butts together?
Well, yeah, that's the trick with showing 100 films in 5 days, and another reason we're kind of looking at expanding for next year. You know, no film plays more than one time during the course of the festival, so there are some pretty hard choices that have to be made if you're coming during a time when both screens are in use, which is in the morning and afternoon. But honestly, you can't make a bad choice. There's usually pretty amazing stuff playing in either screen.
Mm. So now you've got more Q&As, too, besides Chris Wondershock. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yep.
From Bending Steel. But you'll have a couple of other sessions, too. I think there's one Wednesday afternoon, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have filmmakers, like I said, coming in from all over the world. We have a filmmaker coming in from Australia, quite a few people coming in from the coast. Right now, I think we're at 16 or 17 different special guests and filmmakers that will be joining us to do question and answer sessions after their films are shown, and then also to participate in the panel discussions that we have every noon hour during the festival.
Another one, too, on Wednesday evening is going to be The American Heart. I understand that's going to be a real interesting documentary, and Chris Newberry is going to be in with that, right?
He is, yeah. Chris Newberry and Bill Kersey are filmmakers based in the Minneapolis area, and they're coming up to screen this incredibly powerful documentary. And after the screening, they'll be there to answer the audience's questions.
Well, I tell you what, we got to take just a brief break here, Emily. I want to come back here and chat just a little bit more about some of the other events that are coming up. But more importantly, the tickets. You can also get in on the various parties that there will be surrounding the different days of the event. And also, of course, get in to see the screenings as well. If you could hold on for just a sec, we'll start getting to that portion of the interview, if you don't mind.
Sounds great, yeah.
All right, we'll be right back with Emily Beck of the Fargo Theater here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. This is Nighttime Live on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Bob Harris here along with Scott Sorum, and we're talking about the Fargo Film Festival. Once again, starting up on March the 4th, we're getting another update from Emily Beck, the curator of the Fargo Theater, director of the Fargo Film Festival. I was going to ask you, could you go through the awards that you're giving? There's also not only awards for best different categories, Emily, but also certain awards, as we mentioned, the Bill Snyder Award and Ted Larson Award. Can you explain those all to the folks?
Oh, absolutely. So not only do we recognize the best in each category, so best student film or best documentary short, but the festival has a tradition of giving special awards, recognizing really unique achievements in filmmaking. So there's an award given in honor of Ruth Landfield, who is an incredible art station and supporter in this community. And that award recognizes a film that really celebrates female filmmakers or highlights women's issues. So this year, the Ruth Landfield Award will be going to a film called Brave Miss World, about an Israeli beauty pageant contestant and how she kind of, she really worked in an international community to empower survivors of sexual assault. So there's the Ted M. Larson Award, which is the festival's highest honor, and that's being presented this year to Art Phillips, who's just an incredible man. And for those of you that know him, he's kind of a fixture in the arts community in Fargo and has definitely contributed greatly to the film community in Fargo-Moorhead. So we're really
known
pleased.
Art for many, many years. Even played softball with him at one time in my earlier days.
Well, we just adore him, and I could not think of a more worthy recipient for this award from the festival.
By the way, is his the road to Little Rock, is that going to be shown too?
It is, absolutely, yes. His film will be shown as part of the festival. I believe that's on Friday afternoon.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. Go ahead.
No, that's absolutely fine. We also give an award in honor of the late Rusty Castleton, who is my professor and mentor while studying film at MCUM. And we lost Rusty all too early, and so now we give an award honoring student filmmaking in his name.
Very good. By the way, have you ever had anybody sit through all of these movies? I told you last year that I went to all days, and all of a sudden it came Saturday morning. I said, I got to take a break and sleep in. But are there actual people there who sit through all of them?
Yeah, so I'm not entirely sure that even, so we have quite a few people that say that they take a week off of work and maybe they stay at a hotel downtown or they're, you know, they're visiting from out of town or they take a week off work and try to do the whole festival. But I'm not entirely sure any of them actually see every film that we show because that's a lot of sitting. That's a lot of movies. That'd be a pretty intense schedule to keep.
Well, I tell you what, I had the popcorn gut to prove it that I was there last year for quite some time.
Yes, you were. You put in the hours last year.
I just want to let the folks know again, you know, you mentioned that we're going to have several Q&A sessions with various filmmakers. Is it difficult for them to come with their movie? I mean, are most of them open to come and do things like that?
It really depends on the filmmaker. And, you know, some of them are so excited just for the opportunity to have their film shown to an audience. And they, you know, they love the idea of getting to interact with audience members. And some of them, that's just not their cup of tea. So it really depends on the artist and what they're looking for and what kind of experience they're looking for.
Well, by the way, I understand there's one former Fargoan that has a movie that is coming, and she's going to be doing some Q&A, too. Elizabeth Chatelain, is that how you say that?
Yeah, Elizabeth Chatelain has a fascinating documentary on her sister. Her sister, Sarah, struggled with meth addiction, and Elizabeth made a short documentary about it. And that will be shown as a part of a short showcase on Thursday evening of next week.
Because when I first read my sister Sarah documentary, I thought, oh, they're going to do Sister Sarah from the Clint Eastwood movie? And then there was no H in that Sarah, I think.
No, very different story. But wow, yeah, that's going to be that's a not miss film, yeah.
There's another one that we talked about off air that I thought was really, really interesting. And it's going to be playing Friday. It's only a little 15-minute or shorter than that. It's called Barbie Boy. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, that's a very powerful film. That's a narrative short. And the story, basically, it's about a young boy. I would say he's probably between the age of 8 and 10, and he loves to play with Barbies. That's his passion. He loves to play with Barbies. And kind of throughout the course of the film, his father and also some of his neighborhood friends basically shame him away from that passion of his, and so it's kind of him letting go of something that he really enjoys because of the pressure that he's feeling. It's a beautiful little film, but it's quite sad.
When you see all the movies that you've gone through, and there's obviously you know all of these now, but as the years go by, does you know, and this sticks out, any movie stick out? I have to tell you the one that's still to this day. And I think he had to air it twice last year because of some reason or another. There was something wrong with one, or something was withdrawn. But you had this little movie called The Silk.
Oh.
And, I mean, I made sure I saw it the second time. It was such a touching, touching movie about a man, elderly man who was ready to pass. And he had this fine silk that he got, I don't know, overseas or wherever it was, but during the war. And his wife started making him bedroom pajamas to be buried in. And I still, to this day, I'm never going to forget that movie. That was so good.
I agree. I got goosebumps just when you were describing it. And then there are a couple like that this year, and every year you see a film like that, and maybe, like you said, maybe it is just a 10-minute narrative short, but for whatever reason, that particular film just really connects with you, and then you never forget it. And there's a film like that for me this year called Dottie. And it's about an elderly woman who's dealing with some aspects of Alzheimer's, and she's trying to send her daughter a text message. And just maybe because I could personally relate to it for whatever reason, I'm never going to forget that film. It just hit me right in the heart.
Well, I'm going to make sure that's 10:15 on Saturday. I just happen to be looking at it here when you're talking about it. Let's talk about the different parties and such and the tickets and what people can do, what kind of tickets they can get, what kind of things they'll be able to do.
Absolutely. Well, we do love to party. The parties are a key part of the Fargo Film Festival. And so we have a party every evening of the festival, Tuesday through Saturday, before that evening showcase starts. So from about 5 to about 6:45 before the evening showcases, we have these pre-parties at different downtown restaurants and bars and hotels. The Hotel Donaldson, Beefsteak Club, Mezzaluna, places like that are kind enough to host these wonderful parties that really get things kicked off on the right foot for them to head down to the Fargo Theater and see these showcase films.
All right, very good. Oh, I forgot to mention, I mentioned it before, my favorite, the 2-minute film contest.
Yeah, that is so much fun.
And instead, hold it back on that, because let's talk about what's happening before that. It's the Little Tin Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's going to be spectacular.
Absolutely. That is going to be a fun night. We've got this narrative feature called The Little Tin Man. It's about a little person actor who's just tired of being always cast as a Christmas elf and things like that. He's trying to be considered for real roles. So, as he calls them, big roles. So he and his little wacky group of friends decide they're going to get an audition tape of his into the hands of Martin Scorsese. So it's their journey to try to get the audition tape into the right hands. And it's sweet. It has a whole lot of heart. It's very funny. It's clever. It's well written. And the director and the star are coming into Fargo for the screening, so they'll be here to do a Q&A afterwards. And I can't wait to hear from them.
I did see the photograph, the promo photo, and that's actually Aaron Beiner, I believe it is, or Beiner, actually in a Tin Man's outfit. So I mean, it is really looks like a really really interesting film.
It is. It's a hoot. And then to follow that up with the 2-minute movie contest, I think it's just going to be a dynamite night. So.
And how many you said? There's probably, 40 of them?
Yeah, I believe it's right around 40 for the 2 minutes.
All right. That's going to be a lot of fun. Where can they find out more information, and how do they get tickets?
Absolutely. So if you go to fargofilmfestival.com, you can download a PDF of the entire brochure so you can read about all the different films. You can see the schedule. On the website, there's also a list of when directors or actors will be present to do a Q&A, so you can kind of see who will be here representing their films, and tons of information about ticketing and the different passes. That's all at FargoFilmFestival.com.
Okay. Hey, what's the good stuff we can buy at the souvenir stand, too, by the way?
We're going to have those. We have these winter hats that were incredibly popular. They sold out the first day last year, so we got quite a few more of those back. There'll be Fargo Film Festival t-shirts and all sorts of things, scarves, you name it.
All right, sounds good. And once again, that starts up Tuesday night. That's the first screening starting at 7 o'clock, Bending Steel. That's the winner of the Bill Snyder Award for Best Documentary Feature. And both the director and also the star will be there, right?
Or was it
producer?
Producer
and star will be there. Emily Beck, thank you so much for joining us here on KFGO. It's been a lot of fun. I probably kept you too long, but this is a big event we have each and every year, and I want to thank you for joining us here on KFGO.